I'm so tired. I'm just so wound up. I'm so... I don't know. Buzzing. But, like, my adrenaline. It's like I've been high on adrenaline. And it's run out. But the feeling is just so good that I can't step down from it. I just have to keep looking up stuff, listening to audios, looking at pictures of men. And to hear a man coming. Oh, God. I just love it. I love that release and hearing. So just throw off any, I don't know, baggage, inhibitions, anything, expectations. Go with it. Oh, it's very sexy. So, that's one of the things that I've recently discovered. So, it's part of my very recent, unearthing of this whole new world, this whole other world of stuff. For me, that's there for me to listen to look at, to get horny to touch myself to make myself come to. Oh my God, it's a revelation. I can't step off it. I can't step down from it. Not for a minute. Because it's just so good. Oh God, I'm not very good at this though. The phone's been upside down all this time, so I don't know if I've even been able to capture any of that, but I'm just rambling away. But what I've found so far is that actually this is a place for anyone. Whatever they think, feel, like, don't like, just be yourself, and someone out there is gonna like it and appreciate it. Oh my God, that's just so incredible to me. So, I do have to give a bit of a shout out to people. Even say that anymore, that sounds like something from a 80s DJ. Anyway, whatever. I'm giving a shout out to I guess the performers, is that what we call them? People? They're people. Yeah, people. Men. Oh, beautiful men. I've started to open up my eyes. Ears. Definitely my pussy. To this whole world. So, I guess the very first person listened to was Hank Miller. Oh, wow. Hank's House of Ill Repute. So very growly, but so, oh my god. It's that mix of growls, deep, deep voice. Caring, so soft and caring and loving, but oh my god, fuck does he know what he wants and how he wants it and how to give pleasure to this girl. Wow. That was pretty incredible. I'm still working my way through this back catalogue. So then my next one I got really into is a Nonny Fun 35. Oh my god. Wow. Such a sensual voice and descriptions. Oh my god. But again. Oh, and of course. What he really loves to do is lick, taste, pussy. Oh my god, and I love that being done to me so much. And just his descriptions of how much he loves doing it. And the care, and oh my god, it's like an addiction for him. And just the sounds that he makes and the pleasure that he gets from giving. Oh god. He is addictive. Very, very addictive. So I'm working my way back through all of his as well. And there's various other ones I've sort of dipped into, but the other one that I'm really quite partial to is William Corvis, and big shout out whoop to him. I love the sort of honesty, just the honesty in your voice. Neediness in your voice, the care that you seem to take of your girl. It's very, very sexy, and I love the American. I love all the voices, to be honest. American, Canadian, British, English. But I guess there's something about just knowing that William Corvis is sort of geographically near. I don't know, that just adds a little bit of extra something to when I listen. So they're my current faves that initiated me into all of this. Thank you guys. I'm really learning. I'm learning about what do I like. I mean, you know, how did Nonny Fun 35 put it? He's been well travelled, that's how he put it. Which I thought was rather lovely. So, I'm fairly well travelled, but rusty. Very, very, very rusty. So this is a self-discovery, whatever. Actually, what do I like? What did I like? What did I used to like? What have I never known that I've liked, that I like, that I've discovered I do like listening to? And I'm just, oh, this is so exciting. It's so exciting for me. I don't even know what to say. I'm rambling away now. I'm so tired, so I don't feel I've got the energy to touch myself. No, I'm just rambling, but then that's the thing, isn't it? That's okay. That seems to be okay. Whether anyone will listen, I don't know, but do you know what? I feel like I want to document my rediscovery, my self-discovery. I have no fucking idea where it's going to take me. I mean, it's already taken me places that I never thought about, that I actually would. I was always very, very anti. I think I was quite uptight, really. Or was I? No, I think, you know, there's joint responsibility, isn't there? For being with someone and getting pleasure from stuff. And I didn't put my own pleasure as high up on the list as whoever I was with, whatever guy I was with at the time. I would do everything to please them, really. So they, you know, they tried their best and they did some things that I liked, but they didn't really go to that much effort, to be honest. And that's why I think that's probably why I didn't really want to try anything a bit more, less vanilla-y, really. It didn't really warm me up enough. I need to be warmed up. Oh, it's about the brain, it's about the mind. It's something to do with the visual as well, but yeah, the mind and the brain, my God. I need a guy to really work that. Really work my mind and my brain. Get it really, really pumped up. Oh God, get it really, really hot. Oh, and then it's a direct line then down to my pussy. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Where was I going to? Oh yeah. Sorry, drifted off again. Through these audios, there are for sure some things that, oh my God, it's like, wow, listening to those descriptions, really, really hot, really turns me on. And yeah, I really want to try. I've been doing it by myself, but it's not so much fun, is it? Anyway, where this will lead me, I don't know, but it's exciting. It's fucking exhausting at the moment, because I'm a bit giddy like a teenager, which I most certainly am not a teenager. But anyway, I'm going to save the rest, maybe for another time. I can expand on this in a bit, but not quite yet.
You know, you need to tease these things out. But I think I'm going to be sharing my thoughts and my experiences with you, whoever you are, with the world, with the crazy, weird little corner of the internet. So thank you. Thank you to those wonderful guys who've been recording and posting and have got me this far already. Now I'm asleep. Good night. Even though it's the afternoon, but it's dark outside, it's getting dark, and it feels like night, so...